Hi, Michael Griffiths here, Referral Marketing Guru, and the number one authority on referral marketing training. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to look at why most people don't get referrals on a daily basis. See, for most people, they're happy if they get referrals here, there, and every blue moon, as I say. But there's nothing that stops people from getting referrals daily if they actually understand what they're currently not doing. So we're going to look at why most people just don't get those referrals. To begin with, it starts with there's not enough trust between you and your potential referral partners. Now, that's not their fault, that's our fault for not building those relationships and not valuing those relationships the way we should be. If you have a look at your network right now, or even have a look at your database, have a look at the cards that you've got sitting on your desk, how well do you actually know those people? How much time do you spend in building relationships and trust with those people? Or do you just see them as a name, as a number, as a transaction? And for most people, that's where they're going wrong. Because for most people, they just see them as a name or as somebody who might be able to help them somewhere down the track, rather than a real person in which they need to build a real relationship with. See, for most people, they see it as a transaction only. They don't see it as a relationship. The people who are very successful at getting referrals all the time see every single person in their network, every single person on their database, every single person they've got a card from as a real person, a real relationship, and a real opportunity. The opportunity doesn't come unless the relationship and the trust happens first. So when you come about and you start meeting people or you look at your current network or your database, you've got to start asking the question, am I doing a good enough job in building the trust and the relationships with these people? You've got to realize everybody is very busy. Everybody's looking after their own things. However, somebody is likely to be able to help you, to remember you, to introduce you to somebody who they meet, if they value the relationship that you have with them. If they think that they can actually put their name on the line because they trust you well enough. If they actually go, well, this particular person is somebody who I value, therefore I'm going out of my way to try to help this person. It's when that sort of mentality you create amongst your network, amongst the people on your database, then all of a sudden you're going to get referrals and opportunities on a daily basis. See, the other thing we don't do a real good job at is we don't teach our network, our database, our referral partners correctly. What I mean by that is we don't actually go out of our way to actually teach them what is a good referral for us. Who are the sorts of people that you'd like to meet? What's the contact sphere that you'd like to be introduced to? What sort of things should they be listening out for? When somebody actually takes the time and teaches their network and their referral partners how to actually find referrals for them, all of a sudden now you're going to get more referrals than what you ever did before. You see, this is what generally takes place. You speak with somebody in your network or you meet somebody at a networking event. You have a bit of a chat here and a bit of a chat on that side. You walk away and it's only luck if referrals actually now take place. That can be completely different with a little bit of structure and a little bit of a system in place. In that, in the end, if you know that somebody is a good potential referral partner, that you actually want to help each other grow their businesses and pass referrals to each other, then now put in a middle step. Because for most people, they would go from step one, yes, let's do it, to step three, I'm waiting for the referrals. Step two needs to take place. And step two is, well, let's sit down and let's actually teach each other how to find referrals for each other. So step one, yes, let's be referral partners. I think it could be good. Let's now go to step two and teach each other how to find each other more referrals, and then we can go to step three and actually start taking action and passing each other referrals or giving each other opportunities to expand their network. Okay, so when you take the time to be able to teach the other person, that's when the magic will start to happen, because now the other person knows what they're looking out for. Now they can actually subconsciously, without even having to go out of their way, find things for you purely because they're now educated. Okay, the other problem that tends to happen and why we don't get referrals on a daily basis is we don't keep the relationships that we've built on an ongoing process. We meet someone, we might meet with them one or two times, and then we tend to forget about them. I have a rule that we should make a touch point with everybody we know at least 90 days, every 90 days. That doesn't mean that it's an hour catch up, but it is something. Maybe it's a quick telephone call, maybe it's a quick email, it's just seeing how they're going and if you can help in some way. But in every 90 days, you should be touching your whole network. That way then you've got the ability now to keep the relationship in an ongoing process, and the more ongoing relationships you have, the more front of mind you are, the more opportunities you're going to have to be able to get more referrals. The final problem which most people have in terms of why they're not getting referrals on a daily basis is they don't actually strategize or plan with their network, with their potential referral partners, on how they can help one another. See, I'm a big believer that you should never leave a meeting without actually having something to do for the other person you just met with. Because if you've got something to do for them, they've generally got something to do for you. So if you had 10 meetings in a week, that's 10 things that you could have other people finding opportunities for you. You can start to see how opportunities and referrals can now start being passed on a daily basis. So don't ever have a meeting without actually leaving it going, great, this is something I can do for you, and this is something that you can actually do for me. Now all of a sudden your meetings are going to become far more valuable to you than probably what they are right now. So let's have a bit of a look here and sort of have a go back and overview why we're not getting referrals on a daily basis. Firstly, we just don't have enough trust with our network, with our database, with our referral partners. Secondly, we tend not to value the relationship to the extent that we should. You've got to remember that you're asking the other person to put their name on the line, to use their credibility to be able to help you. So the least we can do is make sure that we value that relationship and we treat that relationship in the right way. We've got to move from seeing referral partners as a transaction to actually, again, a real relationship. We've got to teach the other person correctly. We've got to teach them how to actually find us referrals. What should they be listening out for? Who should they be talking to? How do they talk to that person? What are the sorts of questions that they might ask that person? Then we've got to ensure that the relationship is ongoing, that we've got touch points all the time, not just once a year at Christmas time, that we're always making touch points and we're always ensuring that the person has an opportunity to know that we're around and that we care. And finally, make sure we strategize for referrals. Make sure that when we go to meetings, we leave meetings with opportunities on the table to happen. Make sure that when we're talking to referral partners, it's not just chit-chat, it's what can I do to help you? Every time you ask that question, 99% of the time, that question will be asked back to you. And as long as you're prepared to be able to tell them what it is that you actually want done for you, you're creating now opportunities every single time you talk to somebody. Hopefully that's been some great help there in terms of how you can start getting referrals on a bit more of a daily basis. Take a bit of a look. Do you have the right relationships? Are you teaching your relationships, your network, your referral partners how to find referrals for you properly? Are you strategizing for referrals? Are you asking the simple question, how can I help you, to other people, knowing that you're going to be helped at the same time? Make sure you join us again when we continue to look at how to get you more referrals into your business. This is Michael Griffiths from Referral Marketing Guru. Take care and have a great rest of the day.